HMD Global, owner of the Nokia phone brand, reintroduced the classic 3310 feature phone at the Mobile World Congress, along with a line of brand new Nokia smartphones that run on the Android platform. The relaunch of the 3310 is the reimagination of one of the world's best-selling feature phones as a sleek, lightweight device that features 22 hours of talk time and an entire month of standby time. Its average retail price will be just €49. The phone will come in four colours, warm red and yellow with a glossy finish and dark blue and grey in matte. HMD has committed to spend $500 million over 3 years to support the resurrection of the Nokia smartphone and tablet business. Nokia phones stir up real emotions in customers, said Juno Savickas, Chief Product Officer of HMD Global. For the Nokia 3310, we just couldn't resist, he said. We wanted to reward loyal Nokia phone fans and make a statement that rich heritage, innovation and modern design can go hand in hand. It's unlikely that the new device will generate much profit, said Todd Day, Senior Industry Analyst for Mobile and Wireless Communications at Frost & Sullivan. It features a basic operating system with texting, but no QWERTY keyboard, and there are low-end smartphones on the market that can provide greater functionality at the same price point, he told Tech News World. The new feature phone rollout is little more than a marketing ploy, but it could drive enough volume to be profitable for HMD, said Ian Fogg, an analyst at IHS Market. The risk is that the publicity from the launch will overshadow the innovative industrial design in the new Nokia smartphones, like the Nokia 5 or the Nokia 6, he told Tech News World. In some ways, the Nokia 3310 is a marketing coup, as it reminds people of the Nokia brand, remarked Annette Zimmermann, Research Director for Personal Technologies at Gartner. It's possible that HMD sees an opening in the global market due to Samsung's recent Galaxy Note 7 troubles and other reliability issues, and wants to strike when the iron is hot, suggested telecom analyst Jeff Kagan. This throwback to the year 2000 gets them a lot of media attention and brings warm and fuzzy feelings, he told Tech News World. Whether this is going to be anything bigger than that is the problem.